This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today to wrap up the week. We're talking a little bit of everything today on the show. Shane Jackson going to join us here in moments. We're going to talk some MLB and get an NBA thought from Shane as well. We'll talk plenty of MLB today. We got a great slate, including Dodgers and Phillies. We'll give out some best bets, some of our favorite plays on the card today. Also, PJ Pick 5 Final Four style. We'll look at the men's Final Four, which gets going tomorrow. I'll give you my five favorite bets in Houston, Duke, and Florida, and Auburn. And then it's not too early to start previewing the Masters. We got that upcoming next Thursday. We'll start diving into the odds board. I'll tell you some golfers I would keep an eye on, as obviously we'll talk about that plenty coming up next week. Jake Kassan will join us later on, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send them in to us at the BetMGM Network on X, on YouTube, on Twitch as well. Try to get to all your comments throughout the show. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling here on a Friday. We go to the Glasser guest line as Glass is in session. We're joined by Shane Jackson, who you can follow on X at by Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM. Shane, always great having you on a Friday, sir. Let's start with some Major League Baseball and the Atlanta Braves, who are 0-7 right now to start the season. Now, they have played at San Diego and at the Dodgers, and both of those teams are undefeated. Cause for concern, though, about Atlanta, who's 0-7 right now to start the year.
Yeah, it's easy to be panicked about the Braves because of this start and what is going to be a tight division race. The Braves are the 20th team in the expansion era to start 0-7. Only two of the previous 19 teams have finished above 500. However, the Braves aren't your typical 0-7 team. And if this streak had happened at any other point in the regular season, would we be as concerned? In the wild card era alone, five teams have won the World Series while also having a seven-game losing streak during the regular season, including the 2023 Texas Rangers. So for me, I still don't think there's any reason for cause for concern. Like you said, it was a very hard schedule to start the year. The Braves are still minus 200 to make the playoffs at BetMGM. Fangraphs still thinks this is the second-best team in the NL East at worst, one game below the Philadelphia Phillies. So I think it's going to be a tight race, but I'm not ready to push the panic button completely yet. Maybe if they did struggle with the Marlins this weekend and they're 0-10, yes, I would fully push the panic button. But for now, if anything, I'm looking to maybe add a position on the Braves and buy low right now.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, Shane, grabbing their price to win the NL East. Great point, too, about how if they had a seven-game losing streak in like the end of July, early August, would be talking about it. But because they're 0-7, certainly getting a lot of people's attention. Let's talk about the NL West. We mentioned Dodgers, Padres, both undefeated. Giants are off to a great start after winning the series out in Houston and Cincinnati. They're 5-1. Diamondbacks are 4-3 as well. NL West is really good, Shane. Do you think they're going to get three teams into the postseason this year?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, this is related to your Braves question, because I think the Braves' playoff chances really dictate how many teams the NL West gets in. I mean, you're not going to have three. You can't have three NL West teams and three NL East teams. So with the Braves being minus 200 to make playoffs, like I said earlier, the Padres are minus 165, and the Diamondbacks are minus 145 the last time I checked up at MGM. So right now, the odds are telling you that it's Braves, and then that final playoff spot is probably between the Padres and the Diamondbacks. In my opinion, going into the season, I was more Diamondbacks over the Padres. I'm not ready to fully commit to changing my opinion after 1 week. I would probably still lean Arizona at this stage of the season, but certainly San Diego's hot start has to be taken notice. But again, this is probably related to your Braves question, because all three of these teams probably won't make the playoffs, but two of those three certainly can.
So look at the AL Central now, Shane. And this division, quite the opposite of the NL West. You got four of the five teams right now are sitting at 2-4. Minnesota, who played yesterday and lost, they are 2-5. We came into the year knowing that this division was wide open. You could pretty much make a case for four of the five teams, maybe even the White Sox if you wanted to as well. And it's looking like here, first week into the season, we still don't know what's going on with this division. So who do you have winning the AL Central?
Yeah, ask me a different question. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, this is an ugly division. I still, since the beginning of the season, it has been Tigers or Twins for me. I think you could go the dual forecast route here with this division particularly and take the plus 350 price on BetMGM for the Tigers and Twins to finish in the top two. I still think these are the two best teams in the division. That's what Fangraphs says anyways. Fangraphs gives Detroit a 32.2% chance of winning the division and Minnesota a 31.9% chance. The Tigers probably have the best rotation in this division, whereas the Twins have the best bullpen. I'm not too in love with any lineup in this division, though Minnesota probably has the highest upside when healthy. So as of today, I probably would slight lean to the Tigers. But if you asked me last week, I probably would have given the slight lean to the Twins. If you ask me again next week, I'll say nobody can win the division. But I do think we know that only one team is going to win to make the playoffs in this division. And that could help us do with the playoff odds in AL East and AL West.
Shane, I was setting you up there to talk about your Royals. You're wearing the baby blue polo. I thought you were going with KC. No, so you're down on your Royals this year opposed to the Tigers and the Twins?
Yeah, I'm just expecting a lot of regression from the rotation specifically. Seth Lugo not going to follow up a Cy Young runner-up finish as well. And the bullpen will improve, but the lineup after Bobby Witt Jr. is going to take a step back as well. So, no, I do not trust the Royals from a rotation and lineup standpoint to compete with the Tigers or Twins.
Makes sense. I want to talk AL MVP with you because Judge obviously won it last year. He was the favorite coming into this year. Shane, we played seven games. The guy's already minus 130 to win MVP. He's off to a great start, which he did not do last year. I mean, he's on pace to hit a billion home runs right now. Like, do you agree with this, that Judge should already be minus money? Gunnar Henderson hasn't even played yet. He should come back today. You obviously got Bobby Witt Jr. there. You got Vladdy. You got Yordan. I mean, you got some really good players at some really good prices. Is there anybody in the AL MVP market that you think is a good bet right now to try and beat Judge in this award?
Yeah, sticking with the theme that I'm not going to let 1 week change my opinion too much, I'm still in on Julio Rodriguez to win AL MVP. This was a guy that I bet at 40-1 when this market opened. I still like his odds at 18-1 right now. I mean, this is an award that goes to the person who leads the league in WAR of late, and Rodriguez still projects to be the top three in WAR in the AL because he can make an impact with his glove and bat. He's typically a slow starter, but he actually has been doing better this year, like out of the gate. Like you said, I mean, I don't think Judge deserves to be a minus odds favorite right away. All it takes is maybe one little slump or an injury that misses a couple weeks, and it opens this race back up. So even if you don't like Rodriguez, I think there is value to be had in this market.
Yeah, crazy. Minus 130 already to win MVP. We're seven games into the season. Shane, we got a great slate on deck tonight in Major League Baseball. Any bets that you like on today's card?
Yeah, speaking of the Mariners finally breaking out offensively, getting away from Seattle, I think that'll help. I took the over at 7.5 in the Mariners-Giants game. Also think the Giants have a favorable matchup going against Luis F. Castillo in his first Major League Baseball start. So I do expect more than 7.5 runs in that game. I took Orioles' money line when it was plus odds there against the Royals. Again, fading Seth Lugo in this situation, coming off a runner-up finish in the Cy Young market. His stuff didn't look as good in start one. I'll trust that the Orioles, who might have the best lineup in the American League against Lugo, who might be a little bit overrated in the market early in the year. And then in the home run props market, I like Brandon Lau, Tampa Bay Rays, to hit a bomb against the Texas Rangers at plus 400 or better. He's already at two this season. Like his odds in this matchup against the Rangers. Very windy conditions tonight for basically all of these games, so difficult slate to navigate, but I do like Lau to hit a home run in Texas there.
Very nice. I love all those plays, Shane. I want to get an NBA thought from you real quick before we move on from you. Kenny Atkinson has been like the favorite the entire year to win Coach of the Year. I don't know if we've even talked about this award really the entire season, but now JB Bickerstaff, with the job that he has obviously done this season there in Detroit, he's plus 200 to win Coach of the Year. Do you think there's a chance that maybe Bickerstaff could win this award over Kenny Atkinson?
I will be extremely upset if Kenny Atkinson doesn't win Coach of the Year, and not just because I took 35-1 on him in the preseason. I just think that, like, there's no sound argument for this. Under JB Bickerstaff, the Cavs could not win more than 51 games with him leading this team, and then Kenny Atkinson comes in and takes a 13-win improvement and counting on a team from last year with the Cavs. They weren't even favored to win the division in the preseason, and now they're the number one seed in a conference with the defending champions. I think clearly Kenny Atkinson has accomplished the most and exceeded expectations as well with the Cavs this season. Luckily, I think recent history is on my side. 9 of the last 14 Coach of the Year winners have been a number one seed. So I will stick with recent history and say Kenny Atkinson does win this award.
I'm with you. I mean, obviously, the season Detroit's have been incredible, but Cleveland's been the best team in the East from start to finish. So I think you're good with Kenny. And for Shane, for your sake, I hope you end up winning that Coach of the Year bet. Sir Shane Jackson, give him a follow on X at by Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM. Going to be off next week. We'll see him in a couple weeks. Shane, have a great vacation, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's stick with some baseball here on Send It In. B Mills, PJ, not much on the card today. I actually bet an under at Coors Field today because of that weather. Got under 9.5 earlier. Are you joining me for that? Ha ha. B Mills, I actually didn't have any plays in Rockies and A's. If you're on the under, though, because of the weather, I'll ride with you. I mean, certainly two teams that don't have a great offense. Anytime you're betting an under at Coors Field, certainly dangerous. But like you said, the weather, not hitter-friendly today. So I'll ride with you on that under 9.5 today in Rockies and Athletics. We got the White Sox and the Tigers currently underway right now. Tigers were minus 275 at the start of the day today against Chicago. That game actually starts in 3 minutes. Total is 7. White Sox and Tigers over is juice minus 120 if you want to take the over there. Again, Tigers minus 275 with Flaherty on the mound. White Sox plus 220. As for some other games, we got opening day today out in Fenway. The home opener, Red Sox and Cardinals with a total of 9. Walker Buehler going up against Eric Fetty. I like Boston today. I think this is a good price at minus 120. Taking the Red Sox, I know the Cardinals have been playing good baseball. Their pitching has been excellent, but I like Boston today at home. Give me the Red Sox minus 120. Cubs and Padres today. You got the undefeated Padres on the road at Wrigley, taking on Imanaga and the Cubbies. The total is 7 in the game. Give me under 7. Give me the Cubs on the run line as well at plus 135. Again, you got an undefeated 7-0 team as a plus 140 dog, and the Cubs have their best pitcher on the mound. I'll take Chicago on the run line. I like that under 7 in the game. Blue Jays and Mets. Kevin Gausman today, a plus 110 underdog for Toronto going up against Tyler McGill and the Mets. I'll take the Blue Jays today at plus 110. Gausman looked really good in his first start against the Orioles. I like him today against the Mets. A's and Rockies, we talked about that under. B Mills is on it. We will tail him on that one. Yankees and Pirates today out in Pittsburgh. Max Fried and Mitch Keller. We're going over 7.5. I think this total is too low. Fried did not look all that great against Milwaukee in his first start. And obviously Max Fried going up against these National League teams that have seen him for years pitching there in Atlanta. Now the Pirates are no good. Their offense isn't very good. I think they can get us like 3 runs though in this game. Yankees maybe get us about 6. I see like a 6-3 ball game. We'll go over 7.5. Mariners and Giants. Our guy Shane liked the over in that game. I think that's a great play. I'll just take the Mariners on the money line at plus 135. As he mentioned, Castillo's going today for the Mariners. Not Luis Castillo, but the other one. But I don't think at this point in his career, Justin Verlander should be a minus 160 favorite at home. So I'll take the Mariners at plus 135. D-backs and Nationals today in D.C. Brandon Pfaad going up against Jake Irvin. Going to pass on that game. Dodgers and Phillies. This is going to be a great series. Yamamoto on the mound today going up against Jesus Luzardo. I mean, how many times are we going to get the Dodgers this year at minus 130? There won't be many, so when we do, we got to attack. We got to bet it. Give me the Dodgers at minus 130. Marlins and Braves. The Braves obviously looking for their first win of the season. I'm going to take the Marlins in the first five at plus a half, plus 115. My thinking is that the Braves go 0-7. They come back home. They're playing one of the worst teams in baseball. Everybody thinks they're going to dominate today. I think they're going to get off to a little bit of a slow start, though. I think the Braves win, and they score some runs in the late innings, but I like the Marlins to keep it close early. I'll take the Marlins first five at plus a half. Orioles and Royals today. Seth Lugo going up against Dean Kramer. I like the O's today. The O's are 47-53 in their last 100 games. They've been, I mean, worse than a 500 team here in the last 100. Dean Kramer has been okay for them. As Shane mentioned, Seth Lugo was incredible last year. You would expect some regression from him. I'll take the O's today at minus 105. Texas and Tampa, I'm going to pass on that game today. Reds and Brewers, give me the over 8.5 in that game today. If you've been paying attention to baseball, you know that the Reds have lost three straight games by a final score of 1-0. That's really hard to do. They haven't scored a run in their last three games. They also haven't given up more than a run in their last three games. Yeah, we got a total of 8.5 today. I'm going to go over. I think the Reds' bats finally wake up, and the Brewers give up some runs as well. And then Guardians-Angels today, a little bit of a fishy line with the Guardians only minus 115 on the road in Anaheim today, but I'll take the Guardians behind Gavin Williams to get the win against the Angels. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It is the place to be to bet the long ball. You can grab this MLB home run boost token to find out why. Just activate your token when you bet on any player to hit a home run in any MLB game. If that player goes yard, you'll receive a bigger payout. Brought to you by the Sportsbook Born in Vegas, BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly. All right, it's time for the PJ Pick 5. Here on a Friday, Final Four style, we will start with a player prop. It is Kaman Malawach, the big man at Duke, over a half assist at plus 130. All we need is one assist out of the big fella, just one. And it feels too easy, right, that they're giving you a plus 130 for just one assist, which certainly does worry me. But the matchup against Houston is why I'm betting it, because we know how great Houston is defensively. We know how physical they are, how good they are at rebounding. They love doubling the post, and I think if Malawach gets the ball in the post, he could kick it out to a shooter, but I'm really envisioning him getting an offensive rebound and kicking it out to Proctor or Knipple or Flag or somebody and them just knocking down a shot. We just need one assist, and it's a plus 130. I think it's a great bet. If this was another matchup against another team who plays a certain style of defense, I probably wouldn't touch it, but because of Houston's aggressive nature and how they double in the post, which is going to force Malawach to kick the ball out, and then also his size and his length, getting an offensive board and kicking it out to a shooter, I think it's too good to pass up. So I'll go one assist, over a half for Kaman Malawach at plus 130. Tahad Pettiford at two or more three-pointers, minus 130, is going to be my second play. Look, we've been talking about Auburn this whole week, right? Most Outstanding Player Award, their game against Florida. Pettiford's the guy. He's the guy in this game. There's going to be so much talk about Walter Clayton coming into this one, and rightfully so. He's been unbelievable this season. He's hit some clutch shots so far here in the NCAA tournament. But Pettiford is Walter Clayton for Auburn. He's their guard who's taking and making those big shots. He's going to attempt about six or seven three-pointers in this game, and all we need is just two out of Pettiford. He might even attempt more than that if he's really feeling it. I'm willing to lay the juice. I think it's a good price on him to just knock down two three-pointers, so give me Pettiford, two or more threes at minus 130. Duke -5.5 against Houston is going to be my next play. I've told you guys this week, I think if you like Duke, you lay the 5.5 with Duke. If you like Houston, I just bet Houston outright. Duke does not have a lot of experience this season playing in tight games. They are obviously an incredible team, and the ACC was really bad this year, so Duke really didn't get tested that many times. The one time they did, when Cooper Flagg was playing against Clemson, they lost, and then in the non-conference against Kansas and Kentucky, when those games were close, they also lost. So if Houston is able to keep this game close in the final 2 minutes, I think they just win the game. But Duke, again, there's going to be so much talk about this Duke offense against this Houston defense. I think it's the other way around. It's this Duke defense against this Houston offense that is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. Duke's defense does not get enough credit for how awesome it is. I think that's the difference in the game. Give me Duke -5.5 against Houston. Florida on the money line against Auburn. Give me the Gators to win the game. I've talked about this week, I think the best way to bet it is to just bet it live, because both of these teams have shown throughout the year and throughout the tournament that they can go on some big runs, especially in the second half. So if at any point in this game there is a team up by double digits, I would just bet the other side. But I think Florida wins the game. I know a lot of people who are on Auburn, but you just look at the way that these two teams are trending right now. Feels like Florida is playing their best basketball, even though they have gotten tested by Texas Tech and by UConn as well. I like backing those teams after that kind of survive and advance game. They tend to play really well. Texas Tech had no business beating Arkansas, and then they should have beaten Florida, right? Florida had no business beating Texas Tech. I think they're going to play well against Auburn. And again, if the game's close, how can you not like your chances with Walter Clayton Jr.? So I'll take Florida on the money line. And then finally, Tyrese Proctor over 12.5 points at -110. Proctor's been awesome so far in the tournament, shooting the ball. He's had 13 or more points in three of the four games thus far. And again, Houston's defense, as awesome as it is, Flag is going to garner a lot of attention. Knipple as well. Malawach in the post. And with the way that they double, if Duke is really good about passing the ball, it should give them some looks at open threes. I think Proctor is going to be aggressive in this game. I like over 12.5 points for Tyrese Proctor. Kay Hilmer's home run play of the day today, PJ. And should I just parlay it with Scotty to win the Masters? You certainly could. Kay Hilmer's, I love Gunner today to hit a home run. Last I checked at BetMGM, it wasn't up yet because it hasn't been officially ruled that he is going to be playing today. All indications are that Gunner is going to be back, and I think it just makes sense that in his first game, Gunner's going to go deep. So I would look at Gunnar Henderson. He's my home run play of the day today, and absolutely, I mean, parlay it with Scotty. I don't think Scotty is going to win, but he certainly could. I wouldn't bet him at +450, but if you do parlay him with a guy to hit a homer, you're obviously going to get better odds. So I think that's a good way of going about it. Speaking of Scotty and the Masters, let's talk a little Augusta here real quick before we get to our guy Jake Hassan and talk about what's coming up on Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Got the Masters coming up on Thursday. We're going to talk about it Monday, Tuesday. We're going to talk about all of next week leading up to the Masters. But just wanted to go through the odds right now before everybody gets locked in on it, and then some of these numbers might move as you go to bet this stuff on Sunday night and Monday morning. We will start with Scotty K. Hilmers, who obviously has won here twice. He's the reigning champion. But Scotty still isn't 100% yet from that wrist injury. He has not won yet this year since coming back. Now, he is starting to finish in the top five and runners up, and he's starting to do Scotty-like things. But the consistency, especially with the ball striking, isn't Scotty Scheffler-like from what we've seen the last couple years. So if he kind of has like a round and on Thursday and you can get him at a better price, I think that's a different conversation. But getting him at +450, no interest for me to bet Scotty. Same thing with Rory. Rory's already won twice this year. He looks great. But we all know when it comes to Augusta, it's all mental at this point with Rory. It's not physical. He obviously is more than capable enough of winning the Masters. But this is the major that completes the Grand Slam for him. He has melted on Sundays so many times before. Rory and Scotty, for me, it's the same kind of thing. I don't have any problem betting them, but I'd rather bet them after like a mediocre round one. I would not bet them at their current prices. Colin Morikawa is going to be a very popular play this week, and rightfully so. He has played the Masters better and better and better each and every year. He's in great form, and you're still getting a pretty decent price on him at 14-1. So Morikawa is certainly a guy that I would look at for next week. Ludwig at 16-1, also going to be very popular. The Masters last year was kind of his coming out party to everyone who's just a casual sports fan. Smooth swing, smooth game, more than capable of winning at Augusta. Would like a little bit better of a 16-1. I think the way to attack Ludwig is like a Thursday, Friday two ball, or maybe like a top five round one, those kind of things. I think he gets off to a good start. Some longer shot guys that I would look at. The first one is Shane Lowry at 40-1. This season so far, Shane has finished, has played in 7 events, and he has finished in the top 20 in 5 of those 7 events. He also has finished top 25 in the Masters 4 of the last 5 years. So Shane has played the Masters pretty well. He's in good form. I think if Shane is on it with his driving this week, he could be a factor. So Shane Lowry, a guy that I would look at 40-1, could be a good play for like a top 20. Russell Henley, I think, is also a good play for a top 20, top 10 this week. Russell Henley finished tied for 4th at the Masters a couple years ago. He's already got 4 top 10 finishes this season, including a win at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, which is one of the tougher courses they play all year. Henley's game is smooth. He went to the University of Georgia. He's very familiar with the grass and the scenery and the weather and obviously Augusta and all those kind of things. So Henley playing there in his backyard, I think he should have a good week. So again, another guy that I really like for a top 20, top 10, but if you want to take a shot at 50-1. And then the long shot that I like, keep an eye on Sepp Straka this week at 65-1. This was the one that jumped out at me. Sepp Straka this year has already played in 10 events. He has finished in the top 15 in 7 of those 10 events. The last 3 years, he has finished tied for 16th or better at the Masters as well. Sepp Straka is in great form, and he plays well at the Masters, and you're getting a great price on him at 65-1. So that would be the guy that I would bet today before that moves, because I think it will. Sepp Straka, 65-1. All right, let's check in with our guy Jake Kasan here on Send It In, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, coming up 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time in about 5 minutes right here on the BetMGM Network. Jake, always great to see you, pal. You got to talk to me about Aaron Judge being -130 to win MVP. Like, what are we doing? What are we, like, I get it. He's Aaron Judge. He hits a home run every night. Jake, we've played 7 games. He's -1. We can't bet this, can we? Like, you've missed the boat on Judge if you think he wins AL MVP.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody to go to the window and bet a minus price on April 4th for MVP in Major League Baseball, PJ. That'd be crazy. If I did tell you that, they should be leading me out of this room in handcuffs. So that's why I'm not going to tell you that. Listen, what this creates is betting opportunity. Because as we know, Aaron Judge is very prone to injuries. He's played all of last year healthy, but we haven't seen that a lot, if at all, in his career. He's on the other side of 30 now. His body's going to start breaking down eventually, especially as those injuries from the past start to catch up with them. If I was a betting man, hint, hint, wink, wink, I would say that Aaron Judge isn't going to play 160 games. So this creates opportunity where you just have to be ready. If Aaron Judge twists an ankle or his elbow or his shoulder start barking or his knee gets hurt, you got to be ready to pull the trigger. You got to be ready to have people you have circled, whether that's guys near the top of the board like Bobby Witt Jr. or somebody further down the board like Wyatt Langford, hint, hint, wink, wink, that you have circled that you're ready to fire on if Aaron Judge goes down, because he goes down for a couple of weeks, this thing is wide open and there's going to be a lot of mispriced guys for about 5 minutes before the books rip everything down.
I'm totally with. I think AL MVP is a really good market to bet into with Judge now at -130. Jake, give us an underdog you like on today's card. Great slate of baseball today. We're going to have a lot of good weekend series. Who's an underdog that you like?
PJ, I'll give you one for the weekend that I like. I like the Phillies to win the series against the Dodgers. Ooh. That price is +120 right now. I kind of think the Dodgers might be in for a bad time with a couple of guys, Peach, who have never pitched at Citizens Bank Park. And we all know those Philly fans, they have a bone to chew on. And by a bone, I mean Roky Sasaki crying in the dugout. It might not go so great. So I think the Phillies, with their pitching staff, Christopher Sanchez goes on Sunday, Jesus Luzardo goes tonight. I think the Phillies could be in for a nice little weekend here against the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's going to have a playoff feel to it this weekend. Can't wait for that. Jake, real quick, tell us what we got coming up on the show today.
It's going to be an absolutely loaded show, PJ. We have a full MLB slate. We have a full college slate to go with over tonight, too, because the weekend series gets started in the earnest as well. Got some banger home run props to parlay with some Masters outrights, if I do say so myself. So it's going to be an absolutely loaded show. As always, we'll take your bets, your comments, your questions as we go along as well. So it's going to be just an absolute sprint to the finish for the week, PJ.
Absolutely love it. That's coming up in 2 minutes. Bet Slips and Bat Flips with our guy, Jake Kasan. Jake, have a great show, pal. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Have a good weekend, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Going streaking, our play today is going to be Michael Harris to record a hit for the Atlanta Braves. Who would want to back a Braves everyday position player right now? I will, because I think Michael Harris is going to get a hit today. Being back home, going up against Max Meyer for the Marlins, he's our pick today in going streaking. Prop lock, we haven't talked about any women's Final Four today on the show. AZ Fudd over 11.5 points at minus 135 against UCLA. Absolutely love this. We know Paige Beckers is a star. She's going to get hers, but AZ Fudd, I think, is going to be the Robin to Paige Beckers. Batman, give me AZ Fudd over 11.5 points. Texas is our dog of the day, +5.5 against South Carolina. Gamecocks are not the same team that we're accustomed to. They beat Maryland by 4 as like 18-point favorites, beat Duke by 2 in the Elite Eight. I think Texas keeps it close. Give me the Longhorns +5.5. And then finally, give me Geno and the Huskies -7.5 tonight against UCLA. Lay it. I think they win by double digits. UConn is our best bet of the day. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great weekend. Make sure you stick around for Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up in about 40 seconds. We'll see you all Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.